Massachusetts' opioid epidemic is becoming increasingly clear, especially in public places where it's not uncommon to find syringes littering the ground. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh recently responded to complaints about syringes by creating a two-person needle collection team, and they agreed to allow us to tag along with them recently.
John Canty, Mobile Sharps team.
Daphne Pakalut, Mobile Sharps team.
The Mobile Sharps team is run out of the same building as the AHOPE Boston Needle Exchange Commission. John and Daphne start their day in the office, collecting reports of syringes and preparing to sweep city parks. Devin Larkin, with the Boston Public Health Commission, oversees the team.
Daphne and John are stationed here. They wait for calls to come in from the mayor's helpline, which is Boston 311, or EMS, and then they are dispatched to pick up syringes as they come in. Mm-hmm.
And so, typically, number of calls in a day, pretty busy?
Yeah, I would say it varies widely, anywhere from maybe 4 to 10.
Yeah.
But on days where it's a little bit quieter, we go to spots that we know need periodic sweeps, parks and things like that.
And we're going to one today, right?
Yes.
Where are we going?
We are going to Clifford Park off of Mass Ave. It's across the street from 1010 Mass Ave. And it's a spot that, especially after weekends, typically has a few syringes that need to be swept. We try to go there actually every morning because there's a tot lot, and we just want to make sure the tot lot is cleared for the preschool across the street.
Okay, you want to head out?
Yeah.
So we're at a pretty busy park. There's a school across the street. There's a YMCA across the street, and it's a big residential neighborhood. It's also across the street from the Department of Transitional Assistance. There happens to be a large homeless population that sleeps in this park at night.
There's a lot of services in the area for both homeless services, medical services, addiction services, and there's just a large crowd of people that are here for services every day. You can't bring syringes into homeless shelters or into DTA, and so people are often unloading their syringes kind of when they're out in public. I wouldn't say often. I think most people dispose of their syringes correctly, but whether it's because people are impaired or they're dropping things, we do tend to find syringes every day up and down Mass Avenue.
John, I'm wondering, you come to this park every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically, what do you find?
Anywhere between 5 and 15 syringes a day. We'll occasionally find syringes in the tot lots, too, and that's just kind of, we have to stay on top of that and make sure kids aren't picking up syringes and stuff. And it's just, we know that we're going to find something here every day.
Okay, so do you want to show us? We'll sort of watch what you do?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Armed with red biohazard bins, thick gardening gloves, and oversized plastic tongs, John and Daphne set out to survey the park. Starting with a sweep of the grandstands and working their way over to one of the two playgrounds in the park, they watch their step and search for translucent syringes. Many times the needles are tossed into the brush, making them difficult to see at first glance, and on this particular day, the hot spot ended up being along a fence somewhat out of public view. Brushing aside overgrown bushes and discarded trash, John and Daphne traced the fence line, picking up the needles with the tongs and dropping them into the biohazard bins.
It seems like every 3 feet or so you're finding another one.
Yeah.
Is that typical?
For this area, along this fence line, it's been pretty bad this summer.
You started in May. Any idea of how many?
Over 4,000.
4,000 syringes.
Mm-hmm.
In like 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's what? How much is that? 50, 60 a day?
Probably about that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I would say the majority are probably places that we know are used for public injection and that we periodically go to. So there's a couple of sites in this area and around the city that we've learned we just need to kind of hit every now and again.
It's a need for them to be out here because there's little kids. We have a daycare.
Stephanie Ellis of Boston works near Clifford Park. She says she often sees hypodermic needles out in the open.
You do see a lot of needles in the playground. We seen one the other day.
And it seems like it's getting worse.
Oh, it's worse. Definitely. It's much, much worse.
Part of our job, keeping the public safe from syringes, especially people that are vulnerable, kids and toddlers.
And so now you've got two bins with
all of the stuff you picked up today?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with? Are you going to record this?
We try to keep really tight records. So every single stop that we make, whether or not we pick up a syringe, we'll record it in a map. But I picked up 15 syringes. How many you got?
Three.
So we had 18 syringes at Clipper Park.
A typical sweep of the park brings in anywhere from 5 to 15 needles. Although the risk of disease transmission from someone getting inadvertently stuck with a syringe is small, officials say they want to be safe. State law does require those who use syringes to properly dispose of them, and they're not supposed to be discarded in the trash. The Mobile Sharps team is advocating for public kiosks to dispose of the used syringes. In the meantime, though, John and Daphne will be working year-round, responding to calls and doing regular cleanings into the winter. And the Boston Public Health Commission plans to add a third part-time employee to the team.